I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Hot off the Panini printing press, we have 2023 Donruss Elite with two autographs and one memorabilia card. Ladies and gentlemen, we are breaking this open just momentarily. We are hunting for the hottest rookies in pro uniforms. Holy crap, the microphone's way over here. Guys, I'm so excited for this. Let's go ahead and dig in. And I do apologize for that poor audio quality in the little bit of intro there. I had the microphone way over here. But let's go ahead and share with you guys what you could potentially be getting out of this box before we determine who gets which teams, right? So the biggest chases from this box we're looking at, turn-of-the-century autos. Check out this Bijan Robinson out of 249 that sold earlier today for over $100. There was actually a couple of these on here. And there's actually an Anthony Richardson one on sale for on eBay right now for $200. Very interesting right now. These are flying off the shelves, though. As you can see, these turn-of-the-century singles that are hitting the market for 2023 Donruss Elite look very attractive, very nice chrome finish. And then you've got the uber-popular Pen Pals with the different color ink autos here. You've got the purple ink auto for Deuce Vaughn and Tank Bigsby. Selling for, $75 for the Deuce. We know it's probably over 50 here for the Bigsby, the Hayner for 50. So we're definitely looking for these Pen Pals as well. And then you've also got Razzle Dazzles in this set. I believe that was a new insert they did last year. Very sharp chrome foil finish to the background on these cards. Very nice looking. And then you've got Spellbounds, which are really cool. I think they're even more interesting for guys that have displays on their wall, kind of like what I've got, because you could actually spell out something cool with a set of cards. And so I think this attracts a lot of those guys hunting rainbows. So here in just a minute, we are going to hop into this auction draft on sleeper.com. We've got seven other guys in here. Got my man Ramrod, got Mr. T, got Lunar Mooner, he was offside, we got Mad Card 72, Papa John, and my man Taps. So I am drafting for a guy named Ryan Sly. I got his teams here that he wants. It is 9 p.m. We're going to go ahead and kick this thing off. This is going to merge the best of both worlds between fantasy football and hobby box breaks. So what we've done is we've created an 8-team fantasy football league where there are no players to choose from. It is only teams. It is only team defense / special teams. So you have a team selection. And what happens is this is what's called an auction draft. So each person gets a chance to nominate a team. Right now, you've got the San Francisco 49ers that have been nominated by Team Ramrod, who nominated first. And now people get 10 seconds to bid on this team. And when they bid on a team, they're going to be using their arbitrary fake, if you will, quotations. But it's draft money. It's sleeper money. And they're going to use money from that budget of $200 total that they get when they start this thing. And so when they make a bid here, as you can see, Ramrod and Offsides are going back and forth against each other here for the 49ers. The clock resets to 10 seconds. This is one of the craziest things. Can you imagine if you had this kind of clock on eBay when someone makes a bid in the last 10 seconds, it resets? ultimately he was offsides, comes away with the 49ers for $11 here, and now his total bankroll is down to 187. So he cannot ultimately pay up to $200. What if the Colts, for example, with Anthony Richard, the Panther example, obviously we know we're not going to get their the CJ Stroud, Bryce Young, Will Levis. We're not going to get their autos in this product, but there very well could be some rookie cards. That's also very interesting. You definitely have that in the back of your head when you're ripping 2023 Panini licensed product right now, because you see the NFLPA.com logo right on the back of the box. And we know that's supposed to be a cease and desist pretty quick. All right, so my turn to nominate. My guy here wants the Atlanta Falcons. Let's go ahead and kick it off, because this is a Bijan Robinson attempt here. Oh, we're going to – all right, so we've got him nominated. It automatically puts in our bid of $1. Let's see if anybody else is going to go for it. Whoa, dude, Mad Cards comes out of the gate with 101. So my man Ryslide did give me 40 teams, and that would have been 50% of the budget there. Mad Cards came in with the big stack. So Mad Cards just spent half of his bankroll, got the Falcons, but he got the team he wanted. So that's what I love about this format when it comes to doing hobby box breaks for football, specifically with the amount of teams in the NFL. It's a perfect setup with an 8-team auction draft. These go pretty quick. You got the Buccaneers here. I am very interested to see if Sean Tucker on the Buccaneers is in here. You know, he is an undrafted free agent, so Elite doesn't have the largest checklist. I would say probably not in here. If he has a good season, he's definitely going to be in something like Contenders. So we'll see how that goes. All right, you see Papa John's came away with the Bucks here for $4. You may have Trey Palmer in here. You probably have some Kalijah Chancey. You know, the guys with the, you know, first 3 to 5 round draft talent. Like you saw, you had Deuce Vaughn in here, but he was also a guy that was invited to the premier event in LA, you know, and that doesn't happen very often. You saw the handful of guys that got to invited to that event and got cards from that set. All right. So we're going to have to put in a bid here. We're going to have to kick this one up. Let's go 107. The Colts are on the clock, and it's getting wild. I mean, you've got a 1-2-3-4-way bidding war for the Colts here. I think Papa John's basically saying I'm willing to go. I don't know. My man wanted the Colts here. Ryslide wanted the Colts. We got to potentially spend that money here. We're going 150. We're putting 3/4 of the bankroll. And so Papa John's is in at 151. 190. I'm putting the money out there. Oh, he goes. So we're just going to go. We're going to go 190. We can bid him out. We can bid him out. We're just going to edge him out slightly because he spent $4 on the Bucks. We're going to edge him out slightly. That was a fun bidding war. That was a fun bidding war, John. Had to get the Indianapolis Colts for my guy Ryslide, but yeah, I can only auto draft for some. And see, in an auction draft, you know, if you're auto draft, you're really going to get all of the teams that nobody else wants. Is basically how that's going to happen. So, you know, the computer is not going to really favor you at all in an auto draft because of the fact that everybody gets a chance to bid on every single player nominated. So that's why the draft order really isn't that important. It rewards people who pay attention, people who strategize, and people who understand how much money they got left. Like, I got the Colts for Ryslide, but I have $0. I have nothing. I can't compete for any more teams. That's it. I got them, the Colts. I feel like I did my job because that was the top two team. He wanted Atlanta or Indianapolis. I let Atlanta slip away for 100. Felt like that was pretty expensive. But I made sure to come away with the Colts for them. And I'm not going to have a balanced spread of teams here in this break for them, but I'll have the Colts. All right, guys. So if you're just tuning in here momentarily, we are going to be breaking this 2023 Donruss Elite. Some of those cards we're chasing, turn of the century, Razzle Dazzles, Pen Pals, Spellbounds, even Moxies. They have Moxie Prime jersey patches in here that are potentially game worn, advertised as game worn on the card. Some even specify the game that they're from. I kid you not. They did this with 2021 Elite with T. Higgins. I know for a fact I've seen those. I haven't studied the 2022 enough, but I see them here on the checklist. So I can only imagine that they brought those back. Actually, yeah, no, I specifically remember even some players from the 80s and 90s had some game worn patches advertised on the card as game worn. All right, so I'm pretty much like I'm out of contention with all these. Like the Bears, they immediately shoot up to 7 here. I imagine Taps has saved his money because he may be interested in this team. All right, let me get over to the – why is this a little – let's see. John and I got in a heated bidding war for the Colts. I can only imagine, though, that's what Ry Sly would have done. He would have put it all in for the Colts. So, but you're coming away with the Bucks, and look at you got 194 left to walk away with a pretty balanced slate of teams here. And we keep this going pick, guys, because we keep the picks going quick because we want to keep it intense, action packed. And we want to get to our box break before midnight, right? So zoom in there just a little bit. Got about half of the pool left. Let's see. Let's hide this. All right, so while we're drafting here, I really can't do anything. Ooh, got a heated battle here for the Seahawks between Lunar Mooner, and he was offsides. They are cranking it up. Mr. T with the Seahawks logos in for 63. He's kind of waiting to see what Lunar Mooner and he was offsides do here at 90. There comes Mr. T at 91. There comes Mr. T. So there's other cards in here. Okay, so like and when you cut it open, it's actually a lot easier to see their little checklist. And sure, I could pull up the sales sheet, but I got the box in front of me, baby. I want to read right from the back of the box. You got elite coverages here. You got field vision autographs numbered to 10. That would be a big one. Star status. You have orange, red, blue. What does that say? Purple, gold, black parallels numbered 349 to 1. So it looks like in every insert and parallel, you consider the base card and then the rest of the cards that don't look like the base cards as inserts pretty much. And then obviously the base one has parallels here, orange, maroon, blue, purple, black, gold, elite numbered. They get down to being numbered 399 to 1. And so the black / elite from, and mostly it's black, is going to be your one of ones. Yep, this is going to be your one of ones in this set. That would be sick. Let's pull a one of one. Let's pull a one of one. Yeah, status parallels, aspiration status parallels. So 20 packs total in here, 5 cards per pack, 100 cards total in the box. Actually got notified on Wednesday that this had shipped out, and I was impressed because the actual release date from the distributor was 9/1, but Panini's Johnny on the spot right now, I guess, getting product out. So what's up, Mark D? That is MadCard72 in the chat. Lunar hasn't blown the bankroll yet, man, but he has definitely been making things interesting on a few of these auctions. Quite a big battle here for Detroit, as guys are clearly chasing Jahmyr Gibbs. You're chasing Sam Laporta and Hendon Hooker and Jack Campbell. There's actually like four or five rookie Detroit Lion players. Brian Branch, another one from Alabama, who continues to, throughout the preseason, looked like one of the best defensive players on the field. So it's quite a bit of hype for the rookie Detroit Lion class. All right, my turn to nominate. Let's see if the Jacksonville Jaguars, we're going to nominate them. Let's go ahead and put in all two of our dollars. I nominate. I have the highest offer. Let's see if I get outbid. Hey, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Look at that, Rye Sly. We got Colts and Jags. Walk away with two of the teams on your list, man. And you got what? Tank Bigsby there. Who else are the Jags? I'm totally blanking out on who else the Jags drafted this year in the rookie class. Probably some offensive linemen, defensive linemen. Tank is the only one I can think of right now. That's the fantasy football in me. I'm a big fan of Tank. Tank is going to be like a hammer running back for the Jags this year. Still wouldn't sleep on ETN, though. I mean, he did have the most forced missed tackles per touch in 2019 college football. Look at that. John's such a gentleman. He still hopes we pull an awesome AR. Yeah, man, I got it. I got it waiting in the wings. Look at that. Got it waiting in the wings. Even figured out how to create a new layout here on StreamYard. So we get a full view at it here. Just a second. Go back to this view. All right. Mad Cards bidding up for the Broncos here against Mr. T. Got a AFC West theme going here with Mr. T with the Chiefs for $5. Now he gets the Broncos for $25. Let's see if he goes for the Raiders at the end or maybe the Chargers. Uh-oh, Lunar. Is that Papa John's that nominated the Raiders? Let's see what happens here. So I do see a Raiders logo for one of our league mates here, Lunar Mooner. We've got quite a bit of activity so far. We got Taps, John, Mr. T, all into the Raiders here. Lunar Mooner sitting back. He does have the largest bankroll left, so if he wants, he can pull it out and put it on the table and walk away with his team here. He might just be seeing what he could potentially get away with. Team Ramrod has not won a single team out of this first position. I believe that's my man Scuba Steve from the Discord server. Oh, Lunar let Papa John walk away with the Raiders there for $13. I thought for sure he was going to pay up for Aiden O'Connell. All right, Panthers are up. Ramrod jumped out to an $81 bid. So let's pull up 2023 Donruss Elites on eBay. Bryce Young in another screen. Got the Panthers for 80. So we do have non-autographed Bryce Young licensed pro uniform rookie cards in the set. Most of the cards in this set are going to be pro uniform. There's actually some interesting cards you could potentially be chasing here for Bryce Young. A lot of people do believe these will be time capsuled because of the Panini versus Fanatics litigation that is ongoing and the cease and desist order from the NFLPA. So these cards become interesting because of that. There's a lot of opinions on both sides of the fence on what could potentially happen to. So, yeah, it doesn't matter. We got the Patriots here. But, some people may be thinking there's no Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, or Will Levis at all in the set when that is not the case. You do have a rookie elitist here. That is a college uniform with a RC shield, but then you've got quite a few of those pro uniform cards in here, the base and the aspirations. And let's see if they got the CJ Stroud. All right, Mr. T's got a full stack of teams. Chiefs, Seahawks, Broncos, Titans. Let's see. Hope you guys are having a good Labor Day weekend, everybody. You are on the Football Card Quest right now, about to rip open this 2023 Donruss Elite Hobby Box. Make sure you hit that like button. Share with a friend. It's hot off the press right now, guys. And I'm feeling good about the box. I'm feeling really good about it. I'm very hopeful right now. Let's see what some of those CJ Strouds are doing. Yeah, it's a good-looking card. You can see how this card, we're going to talk about the quality, the thickness, the finish, the potential flaws that you may need to look for when you're buying the singles on eBay, that kind of thing. Just kind of knowing what to expect when you get this card and where it ranks with all the other sets that have been released, I think is really important. So we're going to be talking about that stuff as we go along. And these are live listings. We're looking at live listings here. We're not looking at sold. All right. And there's your Will Levis. Clearly the cheapest quarterback now out of those three with the Fanatics exclusive contracts. $19.99 for this out of $9.99 when you've seen like $100 for Bryce Young and CJ Stroud. We now got three guys with stacked teams here or stacked selections. He was offsides 49ers, Steelers, Eagles, Chargers. Papa John with Bucks, Lions, Raiders, Browns. What I'm going to do is this. Solid stack there. All right, you've got Ramrod. It's his turn to nominate. Who's going to nominate? Auto pick. Click the mouse. Pick a player. Oh, got a backspace out of that. Let's go ahead and nominate up the Commanders. Who sniped the Commanders? Got him. Ramrod got him. Let's see. At the very end, they put Whiz Kids. On average, non-base cards are included approximately one in every pack. Elite coverage. Yeah, we talked about rookie elitist. High life. High life. Orange, blue, gold, black, numbered 25-1. Okay, those are going to be pretty rare. Rookie on deck. Rookie on deck. Orange, blue, gold, black, numbered 25-1. So the base. So there are some inserts like the High Life, Rookie, and Deck where the base card, if there is one non-numbered, may be pretty common. But then if you find one that's serial numbered, they're all going to be super rare. Even this Playmakers and this Elite Deck, all 25-1 outside of the base. So that's interesting. Field Vision autographs, numbered to 10. Star status, orange, red, blue, purple, gold, black, 349-1. All right, we're wrapping this thing up. This looks like Mad Cards is up to nominate the Bengals. I saw a Chase Brown earlier that went for some pretty decent change. And the guy had spelt Chase Brown's name wrong. Let's see if I could find it. It was right here on top. Yeah. Look at this. 2023 Elite Chase Brown Gold Ink Auto. It is a bookend, 25/25. I've seen that definitely add a little bonus, but $90. This isn't the same one I was thinking. There was another one that the guy wrote, Chade. This is what we're chasing right here in this set. Great looking card, especially right now. What did the Bengals do? The Bengals still win for $1. I tried to hype the card up. Taps and Ramrod have saved quite a bit of their money. He's all in. Oh, he got him. Check that out. Taps got the Bears, Chasen Roshan, the Bills, Kincaid, the Rams, Stetson Bennett, Puka Nacua, the Ravens, obviously Chasen Zay Flowers. Nice. Ramrod gets here. The Jets for $1, not bad. They didn't have a ton of draft capital, but they let's go ahead and get the Saints here, or nominate them at least. Lunar went ahead and went on auto, so he's just taking whatever's left. The Saints. So I get comments from guys about Jack Haener. Sammy D, welcome in, sir. You are capped at 4 teams. Yes, sir. So this break is 8 people. They all paid in for the same amount for this box break, which got them into this draft. Once they got into this draft, they got that $200 arbitrary sleeper budget, sleeper fantasy money, and there you have it. The draft is complete. The Lunar Mooner finishes out with the Cowboys. Dude, if there's a Deuce Vaughn in here, he's also got the Cardinals and Michael Wilson, the Dolphins and Devin Achane. The Giants have Jalen Hyatt. So, yeah, we are capped out. We are complete. We are going to bring in the box, baby. Let's go. All right. Here we go. So let's move that like right there. Nice, good wide camera angle. Let's do this. Here we go. Don't have the razor blade. All Yeah, I appreciate all the patrons who participated in the break. I just do it at cost for them. Do it at SRP, whatever we can get it at. All right, let's put these packs over here. It's quite a few packs, honestly. It's actually a good amount of packs. And let's go to business. Here we go, guys. Oops. Ooh, right off the top, I flip it over, and we've got a Clayton Toon, what looks to be orange refractor out of 399 here. So the first thing that kind of jumps off to me, these are thinner cards. They're more like a, you know, like a Donruss type thickness. You guys have seen Chronicles. If you've ripped Chronicles, these are very similar to those. But they have a very nice foil finish. So like this one is an orange, and you even have a little bit of texture to the card. I'm just like barely touching, but you can feel the elevation around the player. So from that standpoint, I like them because they're not a completely smooth chrome card. Like they actually have some depth to them. Really nice Clayton Toon rookie card. Is he starting week one? Like, is he starting? I mean, I think obviously Kyler Murray is on the PUP now, so he's guaranteed out for the first 4 weeks. And we've got it is numbered out of 3. Let me do this real quick. See if that'll numbered out of 399. Add some extra backlight there for that. Let's get this in a sleeve. A hit right off the bat. Going to Lunar Mooner. Nice. All right. Let's put that up here. All right. So we've got a Garrett Wilson base. These have a nice little silver foil finish to them as well. Travis Etienne. Joe Mixon. CeeDee Lamb. Nice looking base veteran cards right there. Not going to lie. Especially for just a cardstock card. Yeah, I have not seen any of BCJ. I have looked, unless something has sold very recently, I looked at, and there's no solds yet that I could find a turn of the century, but the listing, the active listings are high. Yeah, 100%, man. Oh, these are nice cards right now. So putting the kid reporter to the side, we have a High Life Ja'Marr Chase right there. That is a cool picture. That is a really cool picture. You see that? You guys see that? There's like intentional stamps or like depressions to where the front of the card has that texture and depth to it. Very nice card. Going the extra distance there on that card. Or the Bengals. Mad cards. All right, so we got a Damian Pierce, Miles Garrett, Drake London, Terry McLaurin. Yeah, so, I mean, it's a nice set. And for right now, for rookies, it's going to be incredibly popular. I mean, you're getting almost all pro uniforms in this set, very little college uniform. And you're getting some really nice cards. The aspirations and the turn of the centuries and the pen pals are very popular. I mean, that's a great-looking Justin Tucker card there who's got very few, if any, rookie cards at all. Nice-looking Justin Tucker card there out of 149. Let's put that off to the side. All right. Stephon Diggs, Jared Goff, Hutch, Cam Walker. So it says per box on average, we should get 2 autos and 1 memorabilia. We got the kid reporter. What's underneath the kid reporter? Let's pull it off like this because I feel like it's been a hit. I feel like this is where your hit's at. Ooh, let me go. But it is an Anthony Richardson rookie on deck. It is silver. It is not serial numbered, but it does have those same like elevation changes in the card, some nice texturing. Probably still going to be a desirable card right now with that rookie card logo. I mean, that's a sick back of the card. Look at that. Look at how the texture, the depth of the card changes. So I'll definitely put that off to the side in the hit pile. We'll go back and sleeve them. Kirk Cousins, Davante Adams, Nick Bosa. All right. Next pack. Now, unless they put a spacer in here, this might be a memorabilia. Just saying, brace yourselves. Brace yourselves. Got a Jerry Jeudy on the back. Flip it over to a Sam Laporta silver rookie out of $9.99. 454 out of $9.99. Let's see if some side lighting. There you go. Get that in focus. Some nice side lighting on that. Look at that beauty. There you go. All right. So shout out to my man John there. The karma coming back to you, John. You're a good man. And right behind that, we have a mem patch here from James Conner. James Conner, the RB1 for the Cardinals. 66 out of 99. Now, is this game worn? Let's pull this off and let's see. No, this one is not. Now, unfortunately, this Craftsman is not from any specific game or event. Just a bit of stitching there. So interesting Craftsman card there. I like the play design in the background, though. The way that they had that play drawn out. Did you guys catch that? Where they had that play drawn out in the background behind Connor. That's pretty cool. I don't know about the validity of that play design. I digress, though. Lamar Jackson. Let's see. T. Higgins. And Jerry Jeudy. Mr. T, there are some college uniform cards in here. The rookie on deck is one of them. The rookie on deck, I noticed that when looking up Bryce Young and CJ Stroud. All right, so on the back, we got Devonta Smith. That's a good sign. Let's see what we got here. The Kid Reporter. Ooh, it looks like some kind of die cut. Oh, guys, here we go. A Brian Branch. Nice. We got a Brian Branch Elite Aspirations die cut out of 99. He looks like a stud. And the Detroit Lions don't have any good safeties besides Brian Branch. So, I mean, this is a guy with the ascending Lions team I definitely would want to be in on right now. You see that jersey he's wearing? That's how you know he was good. And this does have some nice shine to it, guys. Look at that. Very nice shine. Very nice shine. Got a serial number out of 99. 03 out of 99. Let's put that off to the side there. All right. Nice silver Tony Pollard. So I've noticed that, you know, when you get past the hit, Mike Evans, Joe Burrow, Devonta Smith. When you get past the hit behind, you flip the pack over. You got the Kid Reporter. You pull that, you got your hit. When you get past the hit, it's all base cards. Feels like we got another fat card in here or something. This pack is definitely thicker. All right, so we got a Chris Godwin on the back. Let's pull it up. Got the Kid Reporter. Are you guys ready for this? Oh, what is this? What is this? It was upside down. Elitist Jalen Hurts. Oh, I thought it was going to be like a really rare autograph Jalen Hurts. No serial number. But we do have a nice silver Elitist Jalen Hurts there. That's the hit for this pack, because this is a what my man Ryan from Rhinoverse calls a fake out. A fake out mem card so people can't weigh packs. Geno Smith, Travis Kelce, Joey Bosa, Chris Godwin. Next pack. I'll say their packs are a lot easier to open up than whenever we did the Chronicles box. All right. Fred Warner on the back. Oh, flip it over to another Jalen Hurts. Nice. Got a Spellbound. These are actually really popular. These cards are selling very good. I would estimate this anywhere between like a $20 and $40 card right now because they're very popular. People are trying to set build these, and they're trying to spell specific things. So you got the Jalen Hurts S here. And in fact, this card has some very nice shine to it in depth. Let's see if I can highlight that with the side lighting here. So it's kind of hard to see. You can see it a little bit there. But yeah, nice card. Nice card. Let's see who got the Eagles. He was offsides. Let's put that up there. All right. Do we have anything good else in this pack? Anything else good in this pack? Flip that over. Kenny Pickett base. Daniel Jones. Najee Harris. Fred Warner. All right. Amon-Ra St. Brown on the back. Let's flip it over. Ooh, it's definitely something shiny. Here we go. Travis Kelce Elite Deck. Elite Deck Travis Kelce. No serial number. Nice silver finish there. All right. Dexter Lawrence. TJ Watt. Jalen Waddle. And the Sun God. All right. What's up, Chad? All right, let's see. Straight over to a hit here on Jake Moody, 139 out of 149. Looks like we've got a nice little red aspirations there. Jake Moody looks like the kicker. I read on the back, it said he was following in the footsteps of Robbie Gould. Random why I chose to stop and put the kicker in a sleeve, but I'll go back and sleeve the rest of them. All of a sudden, you know, Jake Moody's an interesting name. Maybe that's what it is. And Nick Chubb. Cut off. All right. You guys ready? Flip this bad boy over. Ooh, another Jalen Hurts Spellbound. Wow. That's the second S Jalen Hurts Spellbound, just different color. That's so weird. That is so weird. Let's see. So here's the first one. Now we got another silver. Interesting. Out of 349, out of 75. Maybe all of his parallels are the letter S. Gave, Jamal Williams, Aaron Rodgers, Justin Jefferson, Dak Prescott. Bonkers, right? Could be, Chad. I don't think it is. It's just my take. But could be. All right. Jalen Hurts. Ooh, we got the kid reporter. Maybe they'll something. Let's go this way with it. I saw just a snippet of it. We got a High Life George Kittle. High Life George Kittle. Silver foil finish. Non-serial numbered. Nice High Life George Kittle right there. All right, Matt Stafford. The King Henry, Ryan Tannehill, Jalen Hurts. Quite a bit of Jalen Hurts in this box so far. Christian Kirk on the back. Boom! Pop it over to a Bryce Young Panini license, 143 out of 999. Silver Prism Elite Bryce Young rookie card. Woo. Let's go ahead and get this bad boy into a sleeve right here. Do not delay. Put it in the top loader. There you go. Very nice. Nice hit. Congrats to see who got the Panthers. My man Ramrod right there in the beginning. Good deal. Just put that off to the side there. Oh, and right behind it the whole time, we've got a second-year veteran auto here, Derek Stingley Jr. Didn't have a great rookie season, but he was the top corner picked in the draft last year. Next to Sauce. So, I mean, Derek Stingley, an incredible talent from LSU. Let's see if he can put it together. I mean, another year removed from his injury. 052 out of 149. Back to the future. Nice looking card. Very nice looking card. But not quite his rookie card, but it's okay. It's a nice looking card. See, we've got the Texans here. Another Ramrod hit. Dang, man. This is the Ramrod pack. He's on the Panthers and the Texans and the Commanders and the Jets. So, very nice pack for Ramrod there. Tyreek Hill, Josh Allen, Christian Kirk. Solid pack. We got one of our autos. Done deal, baby. All right. Saquon Barkley. Flip it over. Here we go. Will Anderson Jr., rookie elitist. Another Texans hit for Ramrod. Nice little silver finish to that one. All right. Christian Kirk, Micah Parsons, Deshaun Watson, Saquon Barkley. Giants, Cowboys, week one, Sunday night football. That matchup is going to be so lit. Can't wait. We're so close. We're just 4 or 5 days away. Jahan Dotson on the back, one of the hottest risers right now. I'm glad I tried to get everybody in here, in on him as early as possible a few weeks back. But, yeah, it looks like Terry McLaurin is going to miss week one. Jahan Dotson is going to be highly owned week one in daily fantasy, and he's a must-start if you got him in seasonal. He's a must-have for sale if you got him in cards. Davante Adams, elite deck, silver. Almost seems like every card's silver, so that's just their base. It's a silver foil. So it's not like the true uncommon parallel. You know, the main uncommon parallel, kind of like optic or prism select, that kind of stuff. Metcalf, and there he is. All the lights on you, Jahan. Week one, Sam Howell. Let's see what they got. They got the Cardinals at home at 1 p.m. Doesn't get too much easier than that, folks. Got a layup. But then after that, their schedule is like insanely difficult. Poor guy. Jerry Jeudy. Not the greatest outlook for him right now, dealing with a little injury again. But looks like it's going to be all systems go for Cortland Sutton and the rookie Marvin Mims. We'd really love to pull a Marvin Mims out of this. We do have a serial number on this, though. Out of 399, we got 090. 090 out of 399. Orange foil design there on the back. I will say some of these are coming out right out of the pack with some whitening on the corners. And that's just due to the nature of the thin cardboard cardstock they use on these types of sets. It's like XR, the Chronicles, same thickness as those kind of cards, the Chronicles, Donruss. All right, Cook, Miles Sanders, DJ Moore. We know he's going to have a big one, big week one, right? Juju Smith-Schuster. I think he's in line for a lot of volume this year. But it ain't going to be like no 2018 Juju Smith-Schuster with a not quite yet retired Ben Roethlisberger peppering him on all those targets where he puts up 1,500-yard year. A solid year with Mahomes last year. He paid off his ADP. Didn't really exceed a great deal. Ooh, baby. Let's freaking go. Big hit here for the Giants. This one is money. Lunar Mooner. He got this team as part of his hit. Actually, he ended up having the auto, or he got the Giants for a dollar. Whew. Dude, this guy is such a good wide receiver. The Giants beat the table for in day two. I mean, he's good. He's already had a hot camp, hot preseason, had a hot stretch in the college football playoffs, 28 out of 49. He had like a 4 or 5 touchdown game in the college football playoffs. Carter remembers all his stats. He was rattling them off to me the last QuestCast. Live every Tuesday afternoon, 2:30 p.m. Eastern. The Giants here, though, with a big hit. This purple Jalen Hyatt out of 49. Beautiful card. Beautiful card. All right, just three packs left, but let's first forgot about these good base cards behind the fake out. Derwin James. There's your Sam Howell. Jalen Ramsey. I actually sold Sam Howell in the Dynasty League. Not sure if it was a great deal because it is a super flex league, and the upside for Sam Howell is high. He could be a true dual threat quarterback. I traded him for Breece Hall. I was lacking running back. We'll talk about more about that a little bit. Let's see what we got in this pack, because I think this is a big hit. This is something big right here. The Josh Allen Playmakers. Now, please tell me this is a case hit. That's a beautiful card. Nice etching and depth to it. Silver prism finish. And I think it was a fake out after it. I wonder how rare this card is. It looks pretty rare. Obviously, it's the first one that we pulled out of this pack. It's a cool-looking card with the stage and the curtains. I think it's a pretty cool design. What do you guys think? Playmakers, silver, Josh Allen. Sauce Gardner right behind him. They're playing week one, Monday Night Football. Sauce is going to be trying to pick off Josh, Jamar Chase, Adam Thielen, and another Justin Tucker. Mr. Automatic. All right, two packs left. Looks like we're saving the best for last. I mean, we're not guaranteed the two autos, but I feel it, baby. I'm feeling it. Desmond Ridder, let's just flip it over. You guys ready? Luke Musgrave, tight end for the Green Bay Packers. Second round tight end, 921 out of 999 here. Whew. They put the banger right behind it. I'm not sure if you guys caught that. They put an even bigger banger right behind here. What this is a fake out right here, because it's like, okay, is this the hit? Wait a minute. Wait, it's upside down. Did you guys already see it? Boom. Sam Laporta Pen Pals, Black Ink. These cards right now are very, very popular. If I had to give a popularity ranking of cards in from Donruss Elite right now on eBay and singles, it's got to be Pen Pals and Turn of the Centuries. But yeah, Pen Pals first and foremost. And you can tell, like, dude's got a pretty heavy hand. Like, I can see can you see in the light? You can see the indentation from the ink from the pen. Like, he was pressing pretty good on this card. Beautiful card here. But look, I don't know, like, man, see, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, I haven't come close to touching that top corner or anything. Try to always hold the cards very gingerly and by like the sides and stuff. And that one's got a little tiny bit on the back, but beautiful Sam Laporta rookie pen pals here, Black Ink. Who had the Lions? Papa John, baby. Papa John. Cooper Kupp, Michael Pittman, Desmond Ridder. Let's get that Luke Musgrave in a little sleeve real quick, too. All right. Last pack, guys. Card Vibe is interested in the high pack. That was Lunar Mooner. Yeah, Card Vibe, reach out to Rhino, just R-H-I-N-O, in our Discord server. I guarantee you, he's got a you can find him on eBay. He's got it, Rhino Sports Cards. Let's see. Here we go, Kid Reporter. Oh, what is this? Josh Downs, rookie on deck. I think a little anticlimactic here for the last pack, because I think we hit our last big hit with that Sam Laporta Pen Pals. Overall, solid hobby box. We're going to review the hits here in just a second. Got a few base cards here at the end. Christian McCaffrey. Von Miller. So what'd you guys think of the set? Let me know in the comments below this video. What do you guys think of the cards, the designs, the quality? Obviously, just there's going to be a little bit more corner and edge wear on these cardstock foil finish type cards. That's really the only thing that you've got to concern. I think that the surfaces and the designs are great, man. I think they're really great. So let's see. These cards. Let's go ahead and put that Sam Laporta and that Jalen Hyatt in a top loader. All right. Put this Jalen Hyatt in a top loader. Put those back there. All right. Let's see. Got a couple cards here I think I need to sleeve up. Let's see, it looks like a cool set. Watts. Should post a poll. So a quick reminder while I'm sleeving these up for all the premium members of the Quest. You know, that includes access to that Discord server. For tomorrow, I am kind of doing my auction sniper. So I have a cultivated watch list. I worked on it a few hours today. I'm going to work on it a couple more hours tonight after this live stream. And we'll see. It may be out first thing in the morning, but that'll be out for premium members. It'll be a cultivated watch list of all my top targets. I've spent countless hours analyzing the matchups for week one, looking at all the wide receiver cornerback matchups, looking at the strengths and weaknesses of each of these teams right now, all the injury reports, and put together what I think is a top list, and then gone through each one of those guys on eBay and said, well, these are the best listings that I could find, and here's how much I would have my max bid in at, and how much I would pay for the card and what I think the upside is in it, knowing what I know about the sports card knowledge. So that is for all premium members, and that'll be out tomorrow at the latest, like I said. So check it out. That's patreon.com. Or we do have YouTube memberships now. You just don't, with YouTube memberships, you don't get some of the other perks that we have. So you still get access to all the bonus videos. All right, so let's check out this hits. We've got the Jalen Hyatt purple out of 49 here. We've got the Bryce Young silver rookie out of 999. Got the Sam Laporta black ink pen pals. Got the Justin Tucker maroon out of 149. Got this Anthony Richardson rookie on deck. One of the few, come on camera, focus. One of the few college uniform cards we pulled. Like, literally, it was one of the only college uniform cards we pulled out of this entire set. Sam Laporta. Another Sam Laporta rookie auto there. Out of $9.99. Not a rookie auto. It's just rookie silver. James Conner Craftsman. Non-game worn patch. Brian Brandt's die cut. Elite. Out of $99. No RC Shield. They went with the old Donruss Elite throwback logo on this one. The Jalen Hurts Elitist. This really cool photo variation of Ja'Marr Chase, the high life. That's pretty cool. Clayton Tune. Got like an orange refractor here out of $3.99. Jalen Hurts spellbound with the red prism in the background. You got it out of 75 with the S on it. Jalen Hurts silver spellbound out of 349 with the S on it. Luke Musgrave Silver out of 999. The Josh Allen Playmakers, which appreciate Jacob out there in the chat for shouting out that he found that for $5 on eBay. Jerry Jeudy Orange here out of 399. 090 out of 399. Devontae Adams Elite Deck. Oh, I didn't put that one in a sleeve. Will Anderson Jr. got a rookie elitist. We do have a rookie card shield on this one. That is also a college uniform there. That's right. We did have a couple college uniform. Derek Stingley Jr., second year, 052 out of 149. Back to the Future. Cool set, man. Cool set. Or cool insert, I should say. I like the way that Back to the Future looks. Got Jake Moody out of 149. Got a beautiful color match maroon prism there. And a Travis Kelce Elite Deck and a Josh Downs Rookie on Deck. There you go. There you have it, guys. So I hope you guys enjoyed this break. Let me know in the comments section below what questions this brings up for you about the set, about the players, about the cards. Love hearing from you guys in the comments, or reach out to me. Send me a DM in the Discord, Instagram, Twitter. It's all Football Card Quest everywhere. Let's go back to this. Let's remove. All right. So once again, I appreciate you guys tuning in. I hope you guys have a wonderful Labor Day tomorrow. I'll be talking with everybody, with all you members in just a little bit tomorrow. Everybody else, I'll see you guys in that next video. We'll be live with Carter for the Questcast on Tuesday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until then, happy hunting out there, guys. Peace.